So for example, if we design this building, we come back after the construction, during the maintenance and operation, we come and look, we measure the temperature, we measure the lighting level, and we see, and we give questionnaire, for example, for you, for the, you, here, the use of the building, and we ask you, how do you feel? You feel comfortable? Do you like the environment of this room? And so on. This is what we call it boss occupancy evaluation. So we evaluate the building after it is, has been constructed and it is directly in use by the occupants. And but the problem with this boss occupancy evaluation, and this also including walkthrough, that means the architect, they have to pretend to be the user of the buildings, that are rarely taken in the UK, for example. Because why? Because it's costly. Once the architect designed the buildings and finished with the buildings, they found it very expensive for them to come back. Because they finished, their job is finished, nobody will pay them, you know, to come and do this post occupancy evaluation. So they don't want to do it. Then they don't have the incentive to do it. And the other issues, the architects and all those people involved in designing and construction of buildings, they have to be involved in post occupancy evaluation. They will be forced by the new regulation, for example, in the UK. I talked about, you know, that the British government is proud that it is leading in terms of policy. So one of those policies, new regulations, tighter regulations, that building, they have to consume less energy. And this one of these regulations that they have to make sure that building, they perform well. So if, for example, they say this building is low energy, they have to do, demonstrate practically that this building is low energy. They can't just say, you know, this, okay, I'm designing a building, it's using renewable energy, it's all well and good, but does it work? And this is what we try to do. And some of the systems that we've been working on, is natural ventilation, to be using different forms of natural ventilation and daylighting. So, for example, this they call the wind catchers. People in the Middle East, they use wind catchers a lot. You know, this wind catcher, or it's like a terminal on the top of the buildings. The idea is the wind will blow through it and bring air inside the buildings. And there is a few here. If you see in the Palmer building, there is about 3 or 4 wind catchers. If you go outside the building, you see the terminal on the top of the building. And if you go inside the room, you see a big square with a kind of meshing. That's the internal part of these wind catchers. And these wind catchers, they've been used in the Middle East for more than 3,000 years. It's kind of typical vernacular architecture. And it shows how people diligently use, you know, their local knowledge, you know, to create thermal environment and less energy. It doesn't use energy at all. It doesn't use energy at all, and it's very comfortable. And these wind catchers, they've been used in different buildings now. So, for example, here in the UK, this building is they call it the Oast Houses, which is barn. And this was constructed in 1885. So it's more than 120 years as well. They use these wind catchers for ventilation of buildings. This modern building here is rotating wind catchers. So the idea, this wind catcher, rather than to be static, they move around. So whatever the wind coming from, they will encapsulate that wind and take it down into the spaces to provide cooling for the user of the buildings. And here also it's been used in this here. This is the British Research Establishment offices in Watford. And it's been used, this system of wind catchers. Another system that's been used is lighting system, natural light. We can see different forms of natural lighting is being used. Here we can see there is no natural light at all artificial lighting. And maybe this is because of the nature of this lecture room. But still, there would have been possibility to use natural light in some way here. Some of these natural lights, just normal windows, glazing windows on the side of the buildings. Some of them, like atrium, this in our art gallery, they're using natural light here. Also here, this in a shopping area, an atrium. Another system that we work in, we call it light pipes. This here, you can see this is the top of it outside the building. And this is the light pipe. These light pipes are aluminium tubes. And they are very reflective aluminium tubes. And the idea, the sun will shine on these diffusers, these light diffusers, which is translucent. And the light will go through these diffusers and will be reflected by these aluminium tubes into the spaces here.